Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
Oh man, I just love doing this on Zoom. You can see how much I love doing this show. We got a tremendous show for you today. I want to first of all thank Reagan Mendoza for hosting us and running the show. We've got Alan Garfinkel hanging out with us. He's going to talk about all kinds of different ways to save your business and get paid from business interruption and stuff like that. We've got Steve Newson from Berkowitz Pollock & Brand. He's the big forensic accountant in town. We're going to say, why do you need a forensic accountant? How's that going to make me money? But we're going to start off with our good friend, DJ Van Curen. He is our look into the family office real estate world. DJ has been through this cycle before in the family offices, and we're going to talk to DJ about what he's seeing and what he's doing as he moves the troops to prepare for the opportunities to come. So stick with us. We've got a tremendous show. And oh, by the way, Becca's here to tell us the new name of our show mascot. So take it away, Reagan. We'll be right back with Rebecca to tell us what our mascot's name is. Ooh, I can't think. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the jungle, everybody. And oh, by the way, don't forget to go to Warren Henry Automotive. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Do not forget, they've got a tremendous store up in Gainesville that sells Audis. And their store in Key West, they sell all the great name brands. What do they all have in common? Well, they come with the Warren Henry advantage. And what does that mean? Well, that means all kinds of great things that you can get, like complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, a guaranteed repurchase offer, the best value guarantee in their 72-hour exchange. If you don't like your car, you can exchange it in 3 days. And don't forget, they've got all kinds of great service deals right now. Head over there. You might even see me Friday when I go get my car serviced. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. My gosh, I love doing that.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless, weird,
slow,
things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jim Freed. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you. And you notice I didn't say I can help a specific group. That's because I think I can help everybody right now. Because most people, if you're waiting for your taxes to be returned, your tax return or your government check, well, that's going to come, but that really won't help that much. That's just a political thing. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I can really help you. You know, there's a no-doc mortgage out there. If you're borrowing up to $500,000 and are Fannie Freddie conforming, need more than that, I have a way to get you there, too. Jumbos, super jumbos, I can help you if you're a U.S. resident or a foreign national. Condo, townhouse, home, doesn't matter. Need cash out? Need to pay salaries? We can help you with that, too. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at JimFried1. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, boy, I love doing those commercials. You know, I really believe in all of that, too. The Warren Henry folks, they treat me like gold. And the mortgages, I'm saving one of my buddies $1,300 a month. I'm the man, the heck with it. All right, now back to the show. We've got Rebecca Carlson on. Rebecca, you know, we've been running this contest about naming the Freedom Business Rescue Dog for Sandstone, and we've had all kinds of names. Give us the finalists. Who are the finalists?
Okay, so the finalists were Aegis and Liberty and Freedom and Maverick and Victory.
Ooh, and I like all of those.
So the countdown, number three. So in third place was Victory. In second place was Freedom.
Yeah, that's now, spelled cute too, right? That was spelled with the F-R-I-E-D-O-M. I like that. That was
such a clever submission. That was adorable.
That was cheesy.
Yes.
Who's the winner?
Now, okay, so here's my theory. You know, people eventually start to look like their pets. And someone obviously, actually a lot of people, over 50% of the votes came in, assuming that this pet is already starting to look like you and you're starting to look like them because Maverick is our winner.
Oh, how perfect. Oh, that's tremendous. Oh, that's great. Well, well done. So Maverick is the rescue dog. Maverick, that's tremendous. I guess we'll give him a little name tag and we'll send him out there. Make sure you do that email to everybody because I'm sure they're all welcome. And I really like that. I think that's great too. All right, well, Becca, thanks for running that contest for us. We're going to have to come up with something cute to do that again. Now we're going to start off our first segment with DJ Van Curen. DJ's an old friend. He's one of the, I call the five people that make the family office real estate world run in the U.S. He's always on all the conferences. He's a top speaker. He's been in the recovery mode in the family office space before. DJ Van Curen, welcome back to the show. How you doing, DJ?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Jim.
Wow. I love that picture with you with the Rocky Mountain, Mr. Denver himself. Now, I know that you used to work with a family, pardon me, that took advantage of value add, and it's been real hard to find value add in the last years of the real estate cycle because it's been squeezed out. This part of the cycle, there's going to be a lot of equity that's going to be lost because of the changes in the marketplace, which is going to create opportunities. DJ, if somebody wants to take advantage of the opportunities that are coming, what should they be doing? What should they be looking for? What are their time frames? Oh, my God, that's 20 minutes right there.
Well, you know, the biggest thing is that there are going to be some opportunities. To what level, I think we're still need to be seen. You know, the CMBS market is in disarray right now. And, you know, that's one area. They're not lending anymore. They're having some problems. And so I think you're going to start seeing some debt that's going to be create an opportunity that you can pick up. The most obvious areas, though, are in the hospitality sector. I mean, they're just getting hammered right now. And a bunch of them have already closed down. And then the other area is on the retail side. Right. Retail, you were able to pick up at 9-10 caps and the area for people to really invest into was service type businesses. Right. Because the ones that can't be affected by the Amazon effect. Right. So you can't order online your haircut. You can't order online a cup of coffee. You can't go to the gym online. So these were all type of locations that if you had them in type of a strip mall or such, you'd be very successful. However, those are the businesses that have been hit the hardest for this, you know, and I think it's going to make people really relook at that because, you know, this is considered, some people call it a black swan event. I don't think it's going to be a black swan event. I think that we're going to see this happen again in the future, hopefully not as bad, but it's still going to be an impact. So, you know, multifamily, usually you don't know what's happening until about 90 days after the fact, because that's when people are told to vacate and, you know, it falls behind. So, With what Fannie and Freddie's done, and also, you know, holding off on people having to pay rent, I don't necessarily think we're going to see those types of impact on the multifamily like people are hoping. But it's definitely on the hospitality and the retail, and then, you know, CMBS.
Well, then, what about multifamily? You know, everybody's really heavily invested in multifamily. People aren't going to necessarily be able to pay rent. April was good. May not be so good. June hopefully will be better. Is this going to be a dip, or are people going to use this as a normalization for values? What do you think they're going to do there?
Well, you know, the thing that even though they're not having to pay rent, in many regards, you also aren't, you know, you're getting some relief from the having to pay on the mortgage side. So that should be pretty steady. The one thing that's will remain the same is that the fundamentals are going to remain the same. So you're still going to have people wanting to move to areas of lower cost of living, quality of life. And in fact, I think that in some regards, it might increase the movement of many people, right? Realizing that, okay, I can't afford paying $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month. Where can we go that actually we would have less expenses, right? So people really realize now that, you know, that does make a big difference. So a lot of the fundamentals are still there, and they will remain to be there. The question is how long will it take us to get back to normality? And that's the biggest question I think everybody has.
Now, how about healthcare REITs? You know, there's REITs that just own like medical office buildings and stuff like that. And a medical office building needs to be different than a regular office building if for no other reason. It needs to have higher parking and, you know, better door handles and stuff that don't break because it gets used so much. What do you think about that?
Well, you bring up, there's two different aspects of that you bring up. One is on the healthcare side, and, you know, 10,000 people still turn 65 every single day. And so you continue to have that demand. And definitely on the healthcare side, right, with the buildings, people still have to go and need to get taken from a medical perspective. But on the REIT side, that's I'd want to focus more on that because, you know, there's a lot of times there's a disconnect with REITs because of the public nature, right? And as you know, Jim, real estate are hard assets. You can't just sell them today and tomorrow, and, you know, you got to hold them on. They take a period of time. So there's actually quite a number of REITs that you can buy at a significant discount so that the share price is actually less than the value of the assets that they actually hold. So REITs is a great area that people should really be looking at to invest into.
Wow, that's great. Now, DJ, we've only got a couple more minutes left. Use your crystal ball. What do you think is going to happen here and the next couple of years? Are we going to return to a new normal, like the people say? And if we do, what does that impact real estate?
You know, that's a very good question. I was on a panel, I think it was last week, with somebody from the Rockefeller Group, and he had a significant chart that really showed the various ways things could happen and how we could come out of this. And, you know, one of them was from a V-sec perspective where we just bounce right back, right? Another one where it's a little bit gradual, and the longest was going into 24 or 25. Which could take, you know, quite a considerable amount. Unfortunately, Jim, I'd love to tell you exactly what's going to happen. I thought we'd be coming out of this pretty soon. I think that there's a high probability that we're going to have a second wave of this. And so what's going to happen if that does happen going into the fall, right? Are everybody going to say, okay, this is the new norm, let's just deal with it, move forward? So I think everybody's very eager. A lot of construction companies, I know here in Denver, it's been an essential business to keep things going. But with that being said, it's also created a lot of opportunities where labor's less because there's less competition for those people to do work, and the cost of lumber's come down. So I think, you know, go to back what I said before, I think a lot of the fundamentals are still there. It's going to remain the same. It's just until people get more comfortable. And once again, that hopefully happens going into the end of the summer or the fall.
Now, DJ, we're gonna take a break right here. But before we do, I want you to tell folks how they can find you and all about your magazine that I want to thank you so much for sending me every month.
Yeah. So, you can find me a couple different ways. One is by way of my personal website, which is simply DJ Van Kuren, DJ VanKeuren. Also, the magazine, which is a family office real estate magazine that we put on a quarterly basis and offer a lot of information on families and what they're doing. That's at Family Office REM. So that's Family Office Real Estate Magazine.com. And the other thing too, Jim, that you don't know yet, but we're actually for the Family Office Real Estate Institute, which is for additional education for families. We're actually in conversations right now to house the institute at the University of Denver. And that would include a certificate from the university and being able to apply that toward a master's degree. So that's something that I'm super excited about, and hopefully that'll, take place in the fall.
Wow, that sounds great. Let me know. I'd love to do something like that at the University of Florida. I know the guys to talk to.
Oh, fantastic. We can talk about that offline.
Love to start something like that.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, we'll be right back. We've got Steve Noose in the queue and Alan Garfinkel in the on-deck circle. The rest of the show is going to be about business recovery and ways you can get money from the government, ways you can get money from other sources to last to 2025. God forbid. Oh, my God. All right. Well, DJ Van Kuren, thank you so much. Reagan, take it away. We're going to do some more ads, going to pay some bills, and back with Steve to talk about good tips for you and making your business being able to get through. Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. That's at their new place over on Biscayne Boulevard and about 151st Street by FIU North. And then they've got a great Audi store in Gainesville and a tremendous store in Key West that sells all the different nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they all are excellent cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 24-hour exchange. You can take 3 full days to make sure you love your Warren Henry car. That's right. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Remember to check out their special service deals right now. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
You know, we've been choosing kindness here on Freedom Business. We've been helping people get fed. We've been helping people get tested. We've been helping people find PPE. It's been tremendous. We're also helping people get rescue loans. What's a rescue loan? Well, for instance, there's a no-doc loan that you can get right now. Fannie Freddie compliant, up to $500,000. Need more on that? I can help get you structured even higher. And we can get your blended rate. Oh, my gosh. I just got a friend a loan so low, it's going to save them $1,300 a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can do it for your home. I can do it for your business. I can do it for you. I can do it for your friends. But when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freedom Business. connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. And now we've got a segment that I think all of the small business and big business people should be watching. We're here with Steve Noose. Steve is the head of forensic accounting at Berkowitz Pollack & Brandt, the big accounting firm here in town. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you and your family?
Yeah, we're in lockdown, and we're following the rules and social distancing when we do go out. But, we're hoping that there will be some limited reopenings, you know, starting here in Florida, which I think the governor is supposed to be announcing sometime today. So we're excited about that. That shows that, you know, we're making progress, and everybody working together, you know, we're going to defeat this virus.
I think you're right. We're all going to work together. But you bring a special set of skills to the table that can help people make it through the current period that we're in. Tell me a little bit about what a forensic accountant does and why that's important right now.
Well, forensic accountant is a little bit scary, you know, because you're going in and doing investigation, trying to substantiate facts and things. And so, you know, that role would be, in an instance where somebody really tried to take advantage of the rules, twist them or turn them, you know, to their benefit. And, you know, and right now that's kind of like a non-positive approach. You know, most people are saying, okay, you know, how can I get some additional funds? And, you know, first they should go to Jim Fried and see what type of good interest rates and principal balances you can help them with. But out there, the Small Business Administration, United States Treasury, there are all kinds of opportunities for additional lending. Probably the most popular one these days is the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans. Banks struggled with that, a couple of weeks ago. Every bank was interpreting the SBA and the Treasury rules differently. And it created a lot of confusion for people such that, you know, they didn't really know how to apply for a loan. Now that's calmed down. Each of your major banks and small community banks, you know, they're all participating in this. They are acting as the lender on behalf of the Small Business Administration to give you a loan to help you continue to keep your employees hired. And they're doing these loans. The PPP loan is over an 8-week period of time. And once you receive the funding, that's when your clock starts for the quote unquote covered period. And then it's important for you to make sure that you incur those expenses based upon the application that you completed. And that's where the forensics comes in a little bit. You've got to make sure that you follow the law and follow the rules and make sure that you're compliant. Because at the end of that 8-week period, come June, you will have the opportunity for that loan to be forgiven. Forgiven. It goes away. Vanishes. Not there anymore. And so free money is what some have referred to it, you know, is actually a good thing that the government's trying to do for us. Now, we may pay for that in taxes down the road, but we're not going to worry about that. That's you know, another 5-10 years down the road.
I think, Steve, that one thing a lot of people don't realize, and I read about it in the Herald this morning, was that these PPP loans are available to people that are self-employed in an LLC or S-corporation format. That's the way I did it. That's the way I got it. And I'm very happy with the whole process. I got it from a smaller community bank. Wells Fargo didn't help, but the community bank reached out and they helped me, and the money's in my bank account.
And that's great. And that's exactly what you're looking for. But here comes the catch. The rules when you applied were a little bit simpler and a little bit vague. The rules when you have to apply for forgiveness, which is at the end of your 8-week period before June of 2020, those rules are going to be a little bit tougher and they're going to be a little bit more on point. Now, the SBA had said that they were going to have that additional guidance out by Sunday, April 26th. They're a little behind. They've been a little bit busy lately. Therefore, that additional guidance and clarification of things is going to come eventually. But if you've already received your funds and you've started that 8-week covered period, there's a couple basic things that you've got to do. Any type of communication with your bank should be in an email, just so that you have a record of it. Any type of payments that you make, whether they're related to your payroll costs or to your rent or to your utilities, any basis that you're using of the loan that you receive, you need to make sure you have documented receipts. Very, very important. Some people are even going to the extent of setting up a separate bank account. That during this 8-week period of time, I'm going to set up a separate bank account, and I'm only going to make payments out of that bank account that relate to the PPP loan, you know, criteria. That's good. It's a little bit of a hassle, a little bit of a headache, you know, but if you're a sole proprietor or a smaller company, it's a little easier to do. If you're using ADP payroll or paychecks, that's a little bit, you know, more complicated to do, because you've got to show that you're funding that payroll out of that bank account during that 8-week period of time. And in that period of time, sometimes it has split periods. It's not going to be convenient, like start on a Monday and end on a Friday type thing. So there are some challenges for people. But my guidance to them is to just make sure that any expenses that you incur during this period, they have to be incurred during the 8-week period, and they have to be paid during the 8-week period of time. You look at it on a cash basis type thing. If cash goes out and you got a receipt for it and it's during that 8-week window, you should be good with respect to that particular expenditure qualifying for forgiveness. And again, at the end of the day, the goal is to make sure that we get this particular loan forgiven and that we keep as many of our employees that we had prior to COVID-19 hitting us and causing lockdown as of March, through the 8-week period of time, and continuing to have them, you know, employed.
Steve, I was relatively kind to the government when I filed mine. I just really did it for insurance, for payroll, and then insurance. You see, you forgot about the health insurance when you mentioned.
That's true. Yep. Health insurance is
so
part.
All we're going to do is we're going to pay the health insurance. We're going to pay the salaries. We're going to keep the receipts from that. It's all in one bank account. We're talking about four checks, basically. They're going to come out of that bank account, two yep. salary, two insurance. That's it. We're going to have the evidence. Bang, here it is to the IRS, and we're done.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. High five.
That'll get you a clean bill of health.
I want to thank you so much. We're scheduled here for a break. We're going to have Alan Garfinkel come on. We're going to talk about post-COVID recovery, things like business interruption. I know that firms like Garfinkel also use forensic accounting. Would you like to sit in and see if, well, you can add some value here?
I certainly would like to. I just want to sit and listen to Mr. Garfinkel and some of the insights he's going to share with us.
Okay, well, great, Steve. Stick with us. We're going to have Alan Garfinkel come on after the half hour. We're going to talk to him for a while. We're going to have Steve Newson, who downplays his ability to give extra advice onto the business interruption thing. I put this together for a reason. These are two top guys in this space. If you think that you have a claim or have a reason to call your insurance company to get money back, that's what the next half hour is going to be about. Get your notebooks out, folks. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be back. Reagan, take it away. Everybody caught me there. I was loving Boston. I had it on mute because I was drinking a little water, but now it's time to talk cars. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They sell Audis down in the Keys. Well, they've got everything down in their Key West store. What they all have in common, well, besides being great cars, they come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel replacement, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee and the 72-hour exchange feature. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly,
stupid,
dweeb,
useless, weird,
slow,
things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, you need some financing? I've got it for you. That's right. With all this COVID-19, job loss, job insecurity, and everything else, everybody's really nervous. How are we going to pay our bills? I got the idea for you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 or email me, Jim@FreedomBusiness. Why? Well, I've got this Obama Rescue Program that's still out there, a no-doc Fannie or Freddie compliant loan up to $500,000 if you got an interest rate that you're uncomfortable with. I just saved a friend $1,300 a month doing that loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Jumbo, super jumbo, foreign national. I can help you all. Give me a call, 305-773-6300, or email me, Jim@FreedomBusiness. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have now got Alan Garfinkel on. Alan is a nationally, internationally recognized expert on insurance coverage work. He has all kinds of different folks that he's helped out. He's recovered billions of dollars in commercial real estate, insurance claims, and other types of claims. So, Alan Garfinkel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a million, Jim. Pleasure to be on.
It's my pleasure to have you, Alan. Now, let's just get right to it. Is there one business event that can trigger business interruption coverage, or is there a multiple events?
There's multiple events, Jim, but one event that everybody knows regarding this pandemic is, you know, if the state or a local official issued any sort of stay-at-home order, that triggers your coverage.
Really? But that's just about everywhere in the United States and, in fact, the world.
It is.
Sounds crazy. So that means that just about everybody's eligible.
That's correct. However, what the insurance companies are going to do in these business interruption claims that I've handled for 30 years is they're always going to fall back on something that's called physical loss is required. So what is a physical loss? Well, people normally think, oh my goodness, this pandemic, it's an act of God. Well, hurricanes, tornadoes, or earthquakes, they're also acts of God, Jim. So this pandemic is an act of God. Yes, but is there damage to the property? And so that's typically what insurance companies require. So is in this situation, does the roof blow off? No. Does the building burn down? No. But I will tell you that how coverage is triggered. If there is a infected person that was near the premise or inside the premise, whether it be a customer, an employee, I believe there's strong likelihood that you're able to move forward in pursuing the claim.
So let me ask you this, Alan. Let's say somebody lives in an apartment. Let's say somebody owns an apartment building. Somebody in the building got COVID-19. People withhold their rent. Is that a case?
You know, you have to look at the individual facts. And I'm so glad that we have, you know, your forensic expert friend, accounting friend, you know, on the phone with his experience. Because when you say, is there a case, everybody has a case against anybody. The question is that whether or not it's collectible, whether or not it's recoverable. And one of the things that we would need and that we pay for, Jim, in terms of our law firm and pursuing these claims is one of the first things that we do is, okay, the first thing we do is we comprehensively review the insurance policy that the business owner has paid for, and notwithstanding any exclusions. I don't care about what they say. The fact is that I want to see the certified copy, which generally the insured doesn't have, but I want to see their policy. Then we get the insured, the certified policy that has all the circulars and their pretend add-ons. Then we look at it, we thoroughly review the policy and to see whether or not there might be an exception to the exclusion, Jim. And then what we do is we ask them, okay, is there a triggering event? Oh, yes. We were part of an area where there was a government shutdown or partial shutdown. And then the next element that we would need is we need to have proof of damages. And as lawyers, we can't give our own evidence. You know, we're not a public adjuster. We can't give our own evidence, you know. We need facts. And the facts that we get is we hire experts, Jim, like Steve, exactly. And so what we do is we hire Steve's firm and we pay for Steve's firm. We say, Steve, you know, please, you know, review the value in the income statement and the profitability of the business right before the pandemic hit, and then Steve's team would put together an estimate of damage, something that we call the damage model, and so that is really, really critical. And then we go forward. So, does everybody have a claim? No, not everybody claims. Everybody doesn't have an insurance claim, Jim, because the first thing you do is you need to have insurance. You have to have business insurance. That's your first thing.
Now, Alan, you've gone through here. You've talked about people have claims, et cetera, et cetera. You're a lawyer. You're not cheap. Berkowitz, Pollack & Brent, just got to say it, Steve, they ain't cheap either. So how does somebody, a little old small business person or a hotel owner that's already up to their eyeballs in debt and having a problem, afford you? You know, you've already touched on it a little, but you breezed right through it. You're different the way you charge fees. Tell me a little bit about that.
So we represent the small business owner and the mega corporation. We are representing clients with hundreds of thousands of dollars of loss and hundreds of millions of dollars of loss. And we represent the clients, the big and the small, both ways. And how we do it, Jim, is we comprehensively have our lawyers examine the policy. And you know, some of these policies are 1,000 pages, Jim. This is not a you know, quick review of the deck page. This is not a quick analysis by, you know, most of these companies. And I deal with most of, you know, these big companies, and they have internal HR people. They have people that have dealt with their insurance, all their health insurance and their EPPLI insurance and all sorts of insurance. And they think that they're an expert on it, but they're not. They're not an expert on insurance coverage law. And so just because you see an exclusion for virus doesn't mean that you're excluded regarding this, because what we do is we look at all aspects of the policy. Now, there might be an additional rider, for example, on business interruption. And that's how we get coverage for most of these claims. However, to answer your question, guys like Steve and his firm are expensive. My law firm is expensive. On these claims, Jim, we do a comprehensive review of the insurance policy for free.
Free?
It takes us 6 hours or 25 hours. We do it for free. And then what we do is, if we believe that there is sufficient basis to move forward, at our own opinion, at our own discretion, we move forward at our own cost, at our own expense, and at our own risk, including the costs and the payment of costs of big time forensic accounting firms like Steve Newsom's firm.
So let me ask you this, and it's kind of a two-part question. What type of business in your experience have really solid cases to recover money for revenues lost as a result of the pandemic? And here's what I really want to know. Is there like a smoking gun or a real nail in the coffin issue that makes it like a no-brainer?
Yeah, and that's a great question. It's a two-part question. The first question is that what are the likelihood, what are the likely businesses that are most likely to be eligible? And this is not an exhaustive list, okay? But the reason why that these categories of business are most likely to recover, because it most likely has a trigger triggering event. And the triggering event is, was there a customer? Was there an employee? Was there someone that might have been tested positive or was affected by the coronavirus? For example, you've seen broadcasters on all networks that might have been exposed. You know, those broadcasting studios, you know, should they have a diminution of revenues, they're eligible because there was someone that had a possibility of exposing their premises. So, for example, restaurants, hotels, shoot, even big law firms. If you can recall, you know, one of the biggest outbreaks, Jim, came from a law firm and one lawyer in Westchester, New York, that just came back from a trip, I think, to Italy, and he exposed 70 people within the first week. That would clearly be, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to necessarily be down. But the fact is that, you know, when you have this kind of virus, Jim, you know, you're not seeing smoke marks and billowing flames and roofs being blown off. You're looking at possibly microscopic particles of the virus. Jim, when, you know, I know when your wife, you know, gets a delivery and my wife gets a delivery at home, you know, they're scrubbing the stuff that comes into the house. You know, if someone with COVID came into our homes or in our business, that's a triggering event. So companies like restaurants, hotels, hair salons, multifamily apartments, condominiums, townhomes, retail, all of those are really likely business, Jim, that have had either a customer or an employee or a family member can come in and expose.
Now, one of the questions, you know, that people always want to ask is if I make a claim, will my insurance go up? What's the story with that? Because, you know, like they make insurance on cars and they say you get one accident freebie and stuff like that.
That's a brilliant question, Jim. You know, and as business owners, and I know your show is all about business, and this is really about making a business decision. Oh, geez, I have a $25,000 loss. Do I really want to make a $25,000 claim? Do I want, you know, I have a $250,000 loss. Okay, do I want to make a claim? Do I have a $500,000 loss? Do I want to make a claim? And the answer is that it is a business decision. However, what shouldn't affect a business decision, Jim, is whether or not there is a fear. And it's a real fear that has been subtly promoted for decades by the insurance company with the reality of us being tremendously fearful of getting something that we're paying for. We pay religiously every quarterly, annually, whatever, to get all sorts of premiums. We have an expectation that if we don't pay our premium, we're not going to get insurance. That is a clear expectation. But imagine the kind of insidious idea that a condominium association or a restaurant is fearful about making a claim under their insurance contract for fear of them being dropped. In this situation, it should not be a fear. This is a national and international emergency. And the reality is, Jim, whether you make a claim or not, the reality is that everybody's insurance company insurance is going to go up as a result of this. But you will not be, and you cannot be, individually profiled, Jim. Your business won't be profiled and say, oh, Jim made a claim, Alan didn't, therefore Jim's insurance is going to go up and Alan's not. That should not be a fear. Remove that fear, Jim.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to take a quick break. Then I want to come back. I want to talk some real life experience and what some people can expect and what you've seen in the past on some of the cases you've worked on in the past. So that gives you a couple minutes to work up some good answers. Steve is going to get brought in here because he's working on some of this stuff too. And Reagan, it's taking it away to you. Bring it right back. We've got some amazing real life experiences coming up after this about how you can get some refund, get some rescue financing. It's all about rescue financing today here on Freedom Business. Reagan, take it away. hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. Besides being great cars, what do they have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. You can take 3 days to decide whether or not you like your car. And now, during this COVID thing, they have got great service deals. I go there to get my car serviced all the time. I'm going there on Friday. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, need a mortgage? Give me a call right now. That's right. I can help you. I'm about ready to save one of my good buddies $1,300 a month. Oh, yeah. So give me a call, 305-773-6300. You need money? You're kind of scared about what may happen. I'm going to pull out your equity and put it on the side right now. Call me. There's a federal rescue loan available, $500,000 Fannie and Freddie compliant. I can close that in 15 days for you if you qualify. Give me a call, 305-773-6300. Jumbo, super jumbo, foreign national, don't have only have 1099s and capital gains. All of that is okay. 305-773-6300. Look at the background. I'm helping people all the time. Give me a call. I want to help you because when you call me, it's always all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
No, this is tremendous. Unfortunately, we're in a really big crisis where people are freaking out and not knowing where to go for help. This show and this segment will help you find help. We've got Alan Garfinkel on. He is the expert on business interruption insurance, internationally speaks and writes columns about this all the time. We've got Steve Noose. He's the Berkowitz Pollock & Brand head of forensic accounting. He'll make sure that if the numbers are there, you're going to get your money. So, guys, let's go at it. I've got a problem. I own a hotel. It's been shut down. I've got two or three people that I can lease up because I'm next to the hospital, so I'm running 30% occupancy. Usually this time I run 80%. Alan, my insurance company says that I got no case. I call you. What do you tell me?
Okay, so I ask you a few questions, Jim.
Oh,
the first thing I say is, and let's go through the process, okay?
Yeah.
You are the CFO for, you said, a hotel, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you calling me. Number one, I understand you have a problem with your workforce and your revenues and so forth. You've already indicated that you have an extensive commercial business policy, and you've already read it. And my understanding is that you've already notified your insurance carrier, you personally, the CFO, and you're an accountant, you're a CPA that works in a big hotel, and that you do all their financing. You do, you know, you have a division under you that does payroll and staffing and so forth. But you've submitted your claim, and I say, Jim, have you gotten anything back from the insurance company? And you say, yeah, they denied it.
Right,
they denied my claim. Well, and then I say, okay, Jim, first of all, I need to see your policy. Okay. I need to review the document that you sent into them, Jim. I want to make sure that you didn't do anything stupid.
Me?
The fact is that it's a really technical process, and I'm very, very hopeful that you did not just limit your claim to certain provisions in the policy. But notwithstanding, whatever you've done, we can overcome. I want to see all the communications, Jim, between you and the insurance company. That's second.
Okay.
Third thing I'm going to ask you, Jim, is, Jim, do you know whether or not there was a client or a customer or a employee that might have been in one of your hotels that had that was exposed to the COVID-19 virus? Do you know?
Well, we're right next to Miami International Airport, and I'm sure that we've had some people there. I had my staff tested, and one person came down with it right before we closed.
Bingo. I think you have a case. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and review thoroughly your insurance policy. Then I'm going to thoroughly review the denial from the insurance company. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a retainer agreement. And the retainer agreement is going to say, oh, not scary. It's going to disclose my hourly rate, but it's going to say, listen, under no circumstances will you ever get a bill from me, Jim, unless we obtain a recovery for you. And furthermore, when I have to hire experts, Jim, it's not just from your office. For example, you know, the gentleman that you have also today is a specialized forensic accountant. Most people think, oh, geez, you know, an accountant is an accountant, but it's apples and oranges when you're dealing with forensic accountants. These folks specialize, and I hire them. I pay for the costs. I advance those costs on behalf of your hotel, and you only get charged that bill of what Steve charges me in the event that we're successful. So in no circumstances, even if Steve's your guy, even if Steve is your accountant that does your work, if I pay for him to give me the information that I need to pursue your claim, I pay for it. I take that at my own risk. But you see, I need Steve's forensic accounting report as an outside expert to give me the proof that I need to say to the insurance company, listen, you've given a denial. I believe you're wrong. Here is the evidence of what I believe you're wrong. Here is the damages produced by Steve or our forensic CPA that shows how much loss that we have. Pay the claim. And we take all the responsibility that is my law firm's. We take the responsibility of making the fight. And again, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years, Jim. And, you know, we're not silly business people. We're going to move forward with the claim based upon what we believe is going to be successful. We are risking our time and our own money, Jim, okay, because we believe in the claim. And so right now, before the show, Jim, you asked me, you know, what are some real life examples?
Yeah.
Of who are the clients that we represent. Believe it or not, Jim, we represent a lot of law firms that are really in trouble, big, prestigious law firms that you see that, you know, they are resizing their workforce, that they're cutting pay for their attorneys and staff
Ackerman
in preparation for the months.
Ackerman is doing that today. It was in the paper today. Ackerman, the biggest one.
Ackerman is the biggest law firm, I think, in Florida, and there is an article on that. And so, you know, for example, Ackerman, and we're not representing Ackerman, at least not yet.
Yeah.
But the point is that how we would do it if we got a call from, you know, one of the Ackerman's lawyers, Ackerman, I believe, does not have the model. I don't believe they have the model where they advance all the costs of hiring forensic CPAs, of reviewing these contracts, because that's what they are, Jim. These insurance policies are not policies, Jim. They're hard and fast contracts. And it's our job to fight the contracts. And if there is a breach of contract, me and my lawyers file a lawsuit, which could include breach of contract. Based upon the premiums that were paid and the denial, which we believe is a breach.
Now, Alan, I'm a Miami-based hotel operating company. I own select service hotels all across the country. It's not just Florida. Most of them are in these Democratic blue states. These governors have shut down these states. Can you help me outside of Florida?
Absolutely, all over the country. What we've done is, Jim, we've put together this team of really top lawyers that are top business, transactional, commercial, contract coverage experts. I've been designated an insurance coverage super lawyer by that periodical. What we've done is we put together this group of some of the top lawyers in the entire country to not only help publish academic articles and give this issue, but actually working together side by side as a team to take on these giant companies. So it's not just me, Jim. I work in every one of these cases for one fee. In every single one of these cases, I've partnered with these other really significant giant law firms that have handled sometimes, you know, over 100,000 insurance cases. And so we've formed a team, a really super kind of syndicate to take on the giant insurance companies. And so that's why we're able to take on not just one of these cases against a Lloyd's of London or a Chubb, for example, but we were able to pool our resources, pool our talent, work together, and then take on these companies in a really smart, sophisticated way. And that's what we do.
Wow, this is tremendous. You know, we're going to have you back in the future. Steve, I want to give Steve just a chance to jump in here real quick. Steve, obviously you and your team are integral in a situation like this. Is this something that your practice group is focusing on as you're moving forward?
Yes, it is. You know, you hope that you don't have a whole lot of issues like this, but the reality is, as has been demonstrated today, you know, that insurance companies, you know, you can almost expect to get that denial letter back immediately. My job is to peel back the onion, look at the facts, substantiate as much information as I can for the respective law firm that the company would be working with. And we do try to partner side by side, you know, understand the insurance objective and the legal objective. And then my marching orders is collect as much evidence as I can to support the position that the law firm's taking. And that does take quite a bit of time. It takes quite a bit of different expertise. So within our firm, we've got different industry expertise that we can bring to the table. And again, I try to put it in a package for the law firm that they can best present their case on your behalf.
Okay, and then I'm going to go back to Alan for the close. Alan, we heard it takes a lot of hours and a lot of hands. That sounds like a lot of expense for me. Wrap it up into a nice bow and tell me why I'm calling you and how I get you.
Yeah, the fact is that like Steve demonstrated, like, you know, Steve is a CPA, but he has drilled down his practice to be a forensic CPA and an investigator to kind of, like you said, peel back the onion and present and document a damage model for us that we can present. Likewise, to wrap up, this is not the case for every type of CPA or every type of lawyer. If you, first of all, go see a lawyer absolutely in these cases. Please don't make the legal decision on your own. Please see a lawyer that specializes in this area, that does insurance coverage work, and see whether or not you have a claim. Please don't make the assumption that it's an act of God or there is a exclusion that you can see on your policy and you play lawyer. Don't play lawyer. In this situation, it's a very specified area of law. The fact is that there are exceptions to the policy or contract exclusions. Hire a lawyer and ask the lawyer to review your contract at no cost. And if they are a lawyer that does this type of sub-specialized work, they ought to do that. That's it for me today, Jim.
All right, well, listen, the guys have started with the jackhammer outside my window again. Gotta love it, right? So just like everybody else who's sheltering in place, I'm going to go back and shelter in place. But today we had a tremendous show. We talked about what the real estate market in the future is going to look like, how to take advantage of it. And then we talked about how to get money back to protect yourself with two of the best experts here in the state of Florida, and in fact, the country. So remember, next week we'll have more great information that you can use. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors at Warren Henry. I want to thank everybody else too. But the most important people I want to thank are you. Without our listeners, we wouldn't have a show. Now there's certain people out there, they want to accomplish something, but they just don't get after it. You get after it. You go out there. You make a difference. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. See y'all next Wednesday at noon. I'm out of here. Reagan, take it away.